every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
.659 on 960 The Quake coming up after our Quake News Team special, Monitoring the Media. Friday, with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, Will Durst and Willie Brown, and Paul Wells at the Hotel Vitale, where they're posted up and ready to do it. Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Hello, John. How are you? Willie Brown here.
You know, it's been a good week. We've done some good stuff. Looking forward to a couple days off, to be perfectly honest.
6-3 with the San Francisco Giants. Not bad. 2-1 last night. Wasn't bad. Wasn't a bad evening.
Good homestand.
Yes. I got caught in traffic out there, though. What a horrible experience that is.
Did you go to the game?
No. I was coming from that filmmaking thing that you pushed me to go do.
What? What did I do now?
The Summer of Love.
Oh, how was it?
How was it? See? All of a sudden, Scott... Your memory is better. It was 2.5 hours of uncompensated time.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, look at the time.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
And George Bush is not having such a good morning. Yeah. He apparently did not drink enough Alito coffee. The score was 5-3 against him.
And
Roberts sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, because he was part of the appeals court decision that said it was okay. So, actually, the Supreme Court rebuffed Mr. Roberts.
And so, what's your bet on how long Greg Anderson holds out?
I think he's willing to go to jail. I think he's going to shut up.
Susan McDougal.
You don't think so?
You remember her.
Yeah, she went to jail for what? Almost a year and 2 years?
For Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She shut the hell up.
And I put in a request that I'm invited to the wedding.
She's not a squealer.
Not at all.
She doesn't need the mark of the squealer.
And then the New York Times, did you notice where they are threatening to lift their credentials, press credentials in the Congress,
yeah,
over that Swift little deal?
Does that mean they're going to lift the credentials of the Wall Street Journal
Well, let me think.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't think they will. Oh, yeah. They're talking about it. But those are the kind of things that you're going to hear about, John, as you listen in today.
Well, if I can be allowed to look behind the curtain for just a minute, we need just a second for Jamie to get the new special report ready. Can you give us a rundown of what's on the show today?
Oh, sure, John. We have Newsweek's Mike Isikoff and the writer of the cover story in Bay Guardian, Dirty Secrets About Blacklisting. That's Bob Speer. EcoTalk's Betsy Rosenberg, comedian Kevin Pollak, huh?
Yes, the very funny young gentleman named Kevin Pollak,
who's going to be appearing at the Punchline over the weekend here in San Francisco. But first, he's going to appear right here on Keeping It Real.
With Will and Willie.
Right. He's going to be a cop, sir. Yes.
Is it Cops?
Yes. Cops Comedy Corner.
I thought it was a problem.
All right, guys. Good show coming up. That's the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at QuakeRadio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. Broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad, roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad, albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Then call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the AutoWest banner.
Is a Quake News Team special, Monitoring the Media, a Bay Area report card on 960 The Quake.
We bore down into what Bay Area TV stations are covering as our series on media continues. On one recent day, we put two stations toe-to-toe, KTVU Channel 2 and Cron 4. The first stories on Cron 4, as they appeared, the San Francisco handgun ban overturned, atheist Michael Newdow's latest lawsuit, Fajita Gate, pulp trial, and the Oakland mayoral count. At the very same time, across the bay, KTVU led with murders in San Jose, then the handgun ban, the Polk murder case, and domestic violence raid in Morgan Hill and Gilroy. But this is where KTVU departs. The next stories in the lineup read like a police blotter. Marin teen shoots principal, a Richmond fatal fire, and the Reno judge shot. What was high up on the Croncast, the Oakland mayoral tally, doesn't appear until the eighth story on KTVU. An isolated day, perhaps? Well, another day, same week, Cron leads with the Oakland mayoral count, then the Reno judge shooting, the Fairfield Crime Task Force, and San Jose hiring more police. That same hour, across town at KTVU, a lead story on how crime in East Palo Alto is down, then Fairfield crime up. A story about San Ramon police and Oakland teen shooting, and then the Reno shooting suspect. Another day, Cron leads with the San Jose grass fire, but that same hour, KTVU leads with the Polk murder case. All information you want to know if you live near the fire or are a follower of reality TV. But what's the bigger picture? And are our media outlets giving that context?
We're seeing a lot of reporting that's episodic rather than thematic. The individual crime, not patterns in crime or causes or solutions.
John McManus with GradeTheNews.org calls that a problem. The San Jose grass fire Cron Ford led with on that recent Tuesday may make for a compelling television, but at the same time...
When you stop to think about it, a spectacular fire or accident or child kidnapping presented as an isolated event may be compelling viewing, but it really doesn't help citizens make sense of the world or act on their own behalf. And that's the primary purpose of socially responsible journalism.
Freelance journalist Richard Nee acknowledges what many news producers know in the Bay Area. The story needs to be visually compelling and interesting, but argues that's what reality TV shows are often for, and the line has been skewed.
Although there are people who would argue that even in that context, TV stations are still irresponsible when night after night they lead with traffic accidents and you know, murders and disappearances and, you know, the latest birth at the local zoo because it's so cute.
Coming up next week, we'll look at some ideas to make relevant journalism profitable.
You can hear our special series on Bay Area News at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or find them online at quakeradio.com.
Good morning. It's 7:10 on this Friday, June 30th, down on the corner of Mission and Embarcadero at the Hotel Vitale. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells here with Will Durst and Willie Brown. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Will.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing better than Bush. As I said to John Scott yesterday when the court finally ruled on the question of whether or not the number of persons who are in custody in Guantanamo Bay could be held there and military tribunals could be established for the purpose of processing them. That was a severe blow, although it was 5-3, and it was the typical five whom you would expect, and the three were the typical three whom you would expect.
And look at that picture of the five.
Yes.
They're all about 120 years old, and the three guys in major dissent, Scalia, Thomas, and Alito, are all about 30. They're going to be with us forever. And it's going to get worse. If one of these two guys, I swear to God, the most important man in America today is John Paul Stevens' doctor. Because if he gets that swing, Kennedy, again, guess who? Swing vote Kennedy.
Yep. That's the role he's playing, and he's rather enjoying it. And in this decision, they simply said that you've got to give these people a fair trial, essentially a fair trial.
They deserve the rights of the Geneva Convention.
Right. They said that you could proceed, if you wished, in a military fashion, but it could not be a military tribunal established only for the purpose of dealing with war-type crimes. So it leaves the president with a series of options. First, and the one in which he's talking about already, and that is going to the Congress to get the Congress to authorize military tribunals.
Arlen Specter even proposed a bill yesterday.
What the court said was, you don't have that authority under the war powers granted to you post 9/11, and you cannot assume that. It also, I think, has the implications of saying all the other things you may have done under the guise and the cover of 9/11, there may be some questions about those, which means every step of conduct with reference to the war may, at this moment, be in jeopardy. I don't think so, but at any rate, that's
a fair
interpretation.
He doesn't think so either.
No, and he has asked the Congress to step up to the plate, and as you said, Mr. Spector has proceeded to say he would do that. Secondly, he can decide to send them back to their respective countries. And obviously, human rights organizations have some problems with some of that, because in some of those countries, there are absolutely no process by which you get any kind of a fair trial. And then thirdly, of course, he could probably turn them over to the international court if he chose to do so, because they're allegedly people captured who are engaging in conduct that had international implications.
He won't do that, though.
No, he probably won't do that, because the World Court, or the International Court...
He keeps denying its authority, so he's not going to prop it up by sending some people there.
And in many cases, severely restricted its authority. So he may not do that, but he has all those options. Congresswoman James Harman mentioned that this morning on NPR, that he could very well do that. And I assume that that would not have come out of, you know, thin air. There must have been at least some preliminary discussions along those lines. And then, of course, Greg Anderson would like to join wherever he's sending them, because his position, having entered a plea of guilty in return for a very short sentence, he agreed to cooperate and do whatever he needed to do.
So why didn't he testify yesterday? He took the fifth?
No, he just, I guess he must have taken the fifth. I didn't see in detail, but he clearly indicated he would not testify, period, and that would have to be the basis of the fifth. He's got Mark Garagos now represented him, and I don't know what that really means, because Mark...
That means a big bill. Mark Garagos means a big bill. I wonder where he's getting the money to pay that bill.
Well, I would assume that if he does a Susan McDougal, he'll have some interest in visitors during the time that he's in custody. But it's an interesting act, because what Greg Anderson has now said, I did not know that you used illegal wiretaps on me, and therefore I would not have entered a plea of guilty. If I had known, I could have asserted the defense of the invasion of my privacy or something to that effect. And he is saying, whatever the deal was,
it's off.
It's off. I'm canceling it. Now, he's already done 60 days in jail, and there's no way, obviously, to get those 60 days back. The government doesn't want him to cancel the deal, however, because they know that if he cancels the deal, or he is permitted to cancel the deal...
Their whole case falls down.
Then he can assert his Fifth Amendment rights, and that ends the discussion, period. Apparently, the Justice Department now acknowledges having a copy of that illegal wiretap tape, of that alleged illegal wiretap tape.
And even if it's not part of their evidence, it's part of their evidence gathering. So does it taint all of their evidence?
It taints it. Once you do something inappropriate and improper and unconstitutional, or at least subject to that challenge, all aspects of what you got as a result...
Why would they be so stupid as to get do an illegal wiretap? Why wouldn't they get the authority?
Clearly there's no precedent for that that any of our Quake listeners or our hosts here know about.
I can't think of one instance in which the government has asked permission. Bush believes, as somebody said on one of the channels this morning, Bush believes that you act before you seek permission.
It's always better to ask for forgiveness and permission.
That's right. And he operates on the theory that unless they catch you, you don't ask forgiveness either. You just keep on going. There's no reason to say, forgive me for something you didn't know about. I would not. You know, that's like some cat going home and says, honey, I think you need to forgive me. Well, you got to be a little stupid. And Bush operates.
That's why
that
you send flowers on a regular basis. You make sure you that never they're know not special occasions. That's right. Otherwise, it's suddenly, what am I getting flowers?
You mean they start suspecting you?
Yes, yes. It's got to be a regular part of
your floors.
Standard operating procedure, right?
I like that. But Mr. Bush doesn't believe in sending flowers either.
No, I don't think so. And apparently Congress doesn't believe in sending flowers to the New York Times.
Well, except that they passed that resolution.
Strictly on partisan lines. It's like 223 to 160 or something.
I've not read the content of the resolution. I don't know whether or not it refers specifically to the New York Times or just to media outlets generally. I think it refers to media outlets generally, which then picks up the Times, the Post, the L.A. Times, and the Journal, the Wall Street Journal. I don't think they specified the New York Times, although they meant the New York Times.
And no, the resolution condemns the leak of classified information to the media and pledging support for the Bush administration that traces terrorist financings around the world. That's the Society for Worldwide Interbanking Transaction.
Called SWIFT.
Yes.
Yes. Well, see, they didn't specify.
Financial transaction.
Although there is some real strange congressman from New York.
Oh, yeah.
King.
Representative Peter King from New York. Who is called
he would be
for,
a good talk show guest.
It's called for the New York Times to be tried for treason.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
He also referred to the Million Man March, you know that black march, as a Klan rally. He's really kind of...
Yeah, apparently.
And he says the Republican Party is too heavily influenced by hillbillies.
Well, he's right there. Even a stop clock is right twice a day.
Exactly. Coming up real quick, Will and Willie, we're going to have Kim Gandy, who's the president of the National Organization of Women. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary.
Now?
Now is 40.
Now is 40.
And now will be just seconds away. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
And 50 is the new 40.
960 The Quake celebrates patriotism this 4th of July weekend. What does it mean to be a patriot? Can your friends on the other side of the aisle be just as patriotic as you? We'll hear the views of a progressive, a Republican, and a socialist. Different views on everything, including food.
1 to 10 rating, apple pie.
5. It's a Quake News Team special, Patriotism, Sunday at noon on 960 The Quake.
Hey, True Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
American women turning 40 today. That would include the National Organization of Women. And their president, Kim Gandy, joins us right now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Gandy. Willie Brown here.
Oh, good to talk with you, Mayor.
Nice to talk to you, too. What's going on in D.C.? Is that where you are?
I'm in D.C. right now, and boy, we are busy. Today is the actual day on which NOW was founded 40 years ago, so we're busy celebrating that, but at the same time, in rather a defensive mode on a variety of issues here on Capitol Hill, a lot of which you talk about.
Who were the founders? Just briefly tell us, if you recall them.
Yeah, well, there were 28 of them who were actually...
Well, don't do all 28. Give me the highlights.
The ones that that you will know are Betty Friedan, Eileen Hernandez, Pauli Murray, Muriel Fox. Some were well known. Some didn't become well known until years later. But their commonality at the moment that NOW was founded was that we had a law, Title VII, that prohibited sex discrimination in employment. But the agency charged with enforcing that law, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, was refusing even to take complaints of sex discrimination.
Now, this is 1965-66, right?
Well, they wouldn't even, they thought the whole concept of not being allowed to discriminate against women was so silly that they wouldn't even accept complaints of sex discrimination. And And that was the first task of this newly formed organization, was to say, hey, there's a law against sex discrimination. You need to enforce it.
And Eileen Hernandez, of course, is a San Franciscan who worked with me here in my administration during the time that I served in all the electoral capacities, and she's still just as feisty as ever.
Yes, she is. In fact, she's in our new 40th anniversary video. Betty Friedan was the first president of NOW, and Eileen Hernandez was the second president.
That is absolutely correct. And it's amazing how in the 40 years that you have been, your organization has been in existence, you've had many, many, many dramatic victories, including one just a few days ago when the court ruled that the business of discriminating in the work site has become even more restricted for employers.
Exactly. And I have to say that was a rather surprising decision.
Blew me away, too.
Of the Supreme Court. It was not what I expected. And, of course, I'm generally an optimist, but there's this little bitty cynical part of me that says, uh-oh, what are they preparing us for? is there something really bad?
on the horizon, we're speaking with Kim Gandy, who's the president of the National Organization of Women, celebrating their 40th birthday here on 960 The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Do you see progress on the horizon?
I do. I do see progress, not just on the horizon, but we make progress all along. Sometimes there are small steps, but even a small step, when you're talking about progress on a national level, something that seems very tiny can affect tens of thousands of women. And when you're talking about a whole country, so even the small steps of progress that we make have a real impact on women's lives. And of course, chapters and state organizations of NOW across the country continue to make a difference for women in their local communities. That's the thing that really characterizes NOW. We're not a Washington lobby. We're a grassroots organization, and most of our work is actually done in the state and local communities by our local activists trying to make things more fair for women.
You've had some involvement with what happens with the UN on women's rights and what happens with the international meetings on women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
In this accounting of your 40 years, run one or two of those by us.
Well, of course, we've been involved in all of the major international meetings, the Beijing Conference on Women and before that Nairobi, and efforts really around the world to try to improve the status of women, which we are constantly reminded by our sisters and allies in other countries that the U.S. government is the single largest impact on the status of women in other countries, even more so than the laws of those countries in some cases, because we put strings on the money that we send. And unfortunately, during the Bush administration, it's been a negative impact. For instance, refusing to fund family planning clinics in other countries.
If they mention the word abortion.
If they mention the word abortion, which many of them do and need to do, even if they use their own money to do it, they lose U.S. funds for family planning. Same thing now, they've got the same gag rule on AIDS funding, which is devastating for women in other countries because the family planning clinics, the health clinics, are where the women get most of their information. And if they can't get AIDS information there, they're likely not to get it at all.
An amazing thing.
The women are the largest growing group of population with AIDS around the world, not just in Africa, but here in the United States, women are the largest growing group, and AIDS is the number one killer of African-American women in their 20s.
And one of the most incredible things that occurred a few days ago when Warren Buffett announced that he was turning over his charitable money for the future to the Gates Foundation. What relationship has NOW had with organizations like Mr. Buffett's or Mr. Gates?
We don't have a relationship with either of those organizations. They tend to contribute to international groups. What we did notice, I have to say, was disappointed that one of the foundations that Warren Buffett gave us a very small amount of money to was the Susan Buffett Foundation. His late wife had very much focused her giving on family planning and women's reproductive health in the U.S. and around the world. And I think it was disappointing that instead of putting more money into that, he directed it to the Gates Foundation instead, although they certainly do good work with regard to vaccines and international health.
Mr. Buffett's daughter happens to be in resident here in San Francisco. She is a granddaughter. She is an artist here in the city and kind of a spokesperson and an activist. And she referenced the absence of resources in the manner that you just described.
Oh, interesting.
And also the Gates Foundation has had some issues with reference to the abortion measures, although they do support family planning. So I'd urge...
In so many countries, they really are inextricably linked. When a woman hasn't had access to birth control and has had, as often happened in this country, my friend Detrice Martel Gator's grandmother had 18 children because it was at a time when she didn't have availability or access to birth control. And women in many, many countries have so little access to good health care that after a certain number of children, their bodies really can't take it anymore. And the risk is that their children will be left orphans if they have any more children. It really is, it is a life, the issue of abortion is a life and death issue for many of these women. And that's something that this administration doesn't seem to understand.
The National Organization for Women has been helped immensely by the increased number of women holding elective office, not anywhere near what the numbers should be, because you just take a look at the Supreme Court and you see that there's only one person, only gender equity on that court is Ruth.
That's right.
Pray for her health.
Live long.
Yeah. In areas, however, where women have increased numbers in representation at the legislative level, school board level, and what have you, has it been the experience of the National Organization for Women that the opportunity to ensure equal treatment for women in America or in those jurisdictions is best reflected?
Well, you know, you can't assume that because a person is female that she will necessarily work for women's rights. And of course we know many, many men like yourself, Willie Brown, who's been an enormous advocate for equality and fair treatment for women. But we do find in general that the greater the representation of women in any given decision-making body, whether it's a corporate board or a school board, that there is increasing likelihood that there is some attention given to the needs of women, some effort to say, hey, maybe this doesn't work very well for women. Let's try something else.
You know, on a very practical basis, when I served as the leader of the California State Assembly on the Democratic side, I actually preferred to support female candidates. There were a lot less trouble, a lot less questions about their ethics and their loyalty. They seldom, if ever, evidenced ingratitude. So I got to tell you, there's something to be said for women holding office.
Well, I can certainly say that it's been our experience, and it has definitely benefited us to have more women in public office, but I will also claim organizational credit for some of that as well, because we've worked very hard the last 40 years to support some of these great women who are representing us in office. And I will agree with you that that they remember who supported them. They know that women voted for them, and they then do what they can to make sure that we increase access to opportunities for women. We're not special privileges. We just want equality.
I got to tell you, right here in San Francisco, one of the great endorsements is that of Now.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. I know that the San Francisco chapter is very active. I just met with them. In fact, last Friday I was out in your city and met with some of the chapter, and I know they have big plans for a 40th anniversary celebration in your city, so I hope you'll be part of that.
I'm going to do my best. I wish we'd known you were here, because we would have had you on the air live.
I would have loved to have done that. I'm going to let you know next time I'm in town.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us, Ms. Kim Gandy, president of NOW, celebrating their 40th birthday. So happy birthday, NOW.
And here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quick.
All right, guys, 732. Let's do traffic first, brought to you by Kohl's. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. There's some timber in the left lane of 880 southbound. Where that came from, it's before Fruitvale, though. If you're headed out of town and you're getting close, Dixon, 80 eastbound at 113, car hit the center divide in the left lane block, and it's pretty slow behind it right now. Mountain View, motorcycle down on the shoulder now, was in the lanes. They'll need an ambulance for the motorcycle rider, regrettably. That's 101 northbound at Shoreline. Accident that was in front of the toll plaza, now over in the parking lot, so it's okay. Metering lights on the Bay Bridge toll plaza, upper deck, okay, into San Francisco. It's time to stock up and save at Kohl's one-day stock-up sale. This Wednesday only, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., stock up on shorts, tees, sandals, sheets, towels, and much more store-wide at great savings. Kohl's, expect great things. Check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. 7:33, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. CHP and other law enforcement agencies will have a strong presence this weekend, looking for dangerous drivers and drunk drivers, too. Stepped-up enforcement will be plainly visible if you're headed out of town on 80 eastbound, up to Tahoe and other freeways around the Bay Area as well. More than 11 hours yesterday at the negotiating table. One union rep said the progress appears to be made between Contra Costa County workers and the county's Board of Supervisors. An estimated 6,000 county employees went on a one-day strike Tuesday, demanding a cost-of-living wage increase, and they will be back at the table to talk some more today. The State Assembly has approved legislation that supporters say would expand and improve a solar energy incentive program that was started by the California Public Utilities Commission. Big fireworks celebrations in the Bay Area this weekend. San Francisco, Santa Clara, San Jose, Napa, Oakland, countless others. Big parades planned in Half Moon Bay and Foster City and Novato and Sausalito. The Marin County Fair opens up today, featuring Rick Springfield playing tonight, Eddie Money, too. The Alameda and Napa County Fairs are on this weekend as well. Check in with us mid-morning. We'll have all the info posted on fireworks and fourth events. If you're going to be around the Bay Area this weekend, you can find it all at QuakeRadio.com. Weather forecast for the weekend. Close to 90, maybe a little bit warmer inland, 70s and 80s around the bay, and 60s on the coast all the way through Tuesday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quick.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST and try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
The progressive's choice. Go to QuakeRadio.com and we get a little banner ad up there. It says Working Assets. Click on it.
Absolutely. And you change the world.
That's right. You can change the world
on the go.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
960 The Quake celebrates patriotism this 4th of July weekend. What does it mean to be a patriot? Can your friends on the other side of the aisle be just as patriotic as you? We'll hear the views of a progressive, a Republican, and a socialist. Different views on everything, including food.
1 to 10 rating, apple pie.
5.
It's a Quake News Team special, Patriotism. Sunday at noon on 960 The Quake.
Hi, I'm Bill Press. I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
More beautiful are heroes proved.
As we enter Independence Day weekend, Brother Ray singing it, America the Beautiful. Let's just listen a little bit.
Who more than self our country loved?
Who says, right here on The Quake, we don't spin the tunes?
Yeah. DJ Willie B.
Absolutely. They used to have a guy on a station here called KDIA that I had ownership in at one time.
Yeah, that's right.
And his name was Bob Jones. And he was about 6'3", and he weighed about 50 pounds.
Oh,
he called
really?
Himself Skin and Bones, Bob Jones.
Skin and Bones?
Skin and Bones.
Skin and Bones, Bob Jones. And he was a good spinner. Man, was he a good spinner. Had a lot of fun with that. With that radio station, I only lost about 10 grand a month.
And now we're making up for it.
Sounds like the Holy City Zoo. But you know,
because I had a comedy club for a while.
That's right.
Was similar.
You had a piece of that.
The Holy City Zoo for 16 months.
Well, the Republicans in Dallas almost captured Ray as kind of their voice. Because when Reagan received the nomination, I think maybe for the second time, he did that, It's Morning in America, and something to that effect. And it was incredible with Ray doing that song. Everywhere from that point on, they would use that song almost as a Republican theme song.
Well, Reagan was the first Republican candidate that they had that didn't look like he was physically repulsed when he hung out with black guys.
Oh, you mean...
I mean, he actually was able to hang out, you know, and look comfortable. That it wasn't, you always get that look from, you know, everybody.
Are they going to snatch my wallet?
Yeah. And Bush is able to do that, too. Bush is able to, you know.
Bush kind of physically hangs with everybody. Anytime you miss button the top on your shirt, you know.
Can't even dress himself. That is so fun. Now there are rumors going around that he and Condi are having an affair. That hit the globe last week.
You know, I guess I can't.
Laura checked into the Mayflower Hotel, apparently, to a source. She checked out of the White House into the Mayflower for a couple nights.
I know. I can't deal with this.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm glad he said it.
Wait, you're not buying it?
Well, I would think that...
Condi, just off our radar.
I would think that Condi could do better. Condi, you know, she kind of hangs out occasionally with my friend, Gene Washington.
Oh, yeah?
Number 18, the wide receiver for the 49ers in the old days. He was the guy that would receive those passes from John Brody in the early years when the 49ers and Don Sherwood.
The 60s and 70s.
That's right. They were all the people. And I see Gene occasionally. And if you've noticed those White House dinners when Condi is escorted, it is not by one of those military guys. It's by a regular brother, a hangout brother, like Gene Washington, who is an executive with the NFL. And
well, she did time at Stanford. Wasn't she the...
And so did he.
Yeah. Ah.
If you recall, he's a Stanford. He was a quarterback down at Stanford and then a wide receiver at Stanford. He's a Stanford graduate. He's kind of indigenous to that part of the community. He was one of the early blacks out of Stanford University and an athlete. And I would think he'd be very upset if he thought Condi was
going out on him
in a Motel 6. Is that what you said?
With W? No.
It wasn't Motel
6. No. No, they've been very close on state visits, you know, on little trips. International trips. They've been inseparable, as they say. This close. And Laura checked out of the White House and checked into the Mayflower for a couple nights in the presidential
suite. Are you sure of that?
That's what it said in the paper.
Which paper?
The Globe.
It was the Globe. Hey.
That's a progressive sauce.
Now,
hey, here's that all the Quake listeners know.
Turns out that a lot of the Inquirer, a lot of the Globe, a lot of that reportage has turned out to be true.
Well, not only do we spin tunes here on 9-6 to the Quick, we also do a combination of Page 6 and that Washington Post insiders and all the other things, because we report the news. We report the news.
That's right. Left or right, we don't matter.
We report the news.
We're straight down the middle of the truth. We are the you in truth.
And then how about that manager for the Chicago White Sox?
Oh, Ozzie?
Yeah, he got himself in all kinds of trouble. This morning, one of the cartoonists had the manager of Chicago White Sox called reporter a flag. On the basis that that's desecration. And all flags. And then he also says
what Ozzy actually called the reporter rhymes with flag. It's got one less letter.
Yeah. And then he also said that in view of the fact that they no longer have any protection, flags have decided to stay home. They won't be out for the... It's amazing how many great lines that have come out.
There was somebody in the
flag burning in the desecration.
There was somebody in the paper yesterday who was talking about Ozzie Guillen and said, you know what, he doesn't understand political correctness, but he's a great guy, he's a great manager, and as long as he's the world champion, he's the manager of the world champion, he's going to get away with this crap.
Well, the players really love him.
Yeah.
They really, he's kind of like Dusty with the players, except that's a name we haven't heard. All season.
20 games under 500. The Chicago Cubs are not in a good space.
They're 20 games?
20 games under 500. We're halfway through the season. I think they're 28-48.
That's difficult to achieve that record.
Oh, man.
Particularly when...
And this is his last season of his contract, so...
He'll be back home.
I don't think he'll be in Chicago next year. I think he'll have a job, but they haven't given him a lot to work with.
Not for a long time. Not since he lost that playoff
Steve
in Florida.
Bartman, yeah.
You remember the playoff in Florida where he literally had it in his hands as he
They're
had the World Championship here in his
zip.
Hand,
yeah.
Right? And he ended up at the last second when that fan reached into
Steve Bartman.
You recall that man reaching into the stadium, grabbing that ball, and that
from Moises.
Yep,
stole the ball from Moises Alou.
That changes the whole nature.
I think he had to move out of Chicago. I think that poor kid had to go.
And he should have. He should have. As a matter of fact, no city.
Now, here's the thing. When you're in that position, you don't know what's happening on the field. You're watching the ball. Your head is looking at the sky. You don't even know. You think it's going to come behind you because you know how those things, how they got backspin and tailspin. So you're looking way up in the air. He probably had no idea that Moises was even there. He just followed the ball. It's a natural instinct. Same thing happened at whatever they call the damn park these days, Willie Mays Field. The other day, there was a ball. It was hit by Ellison. It was a double into left, and it bounced fair, and then it went foul. And a kid just reached down and grabbed it, even though he was interfering with a ball. He didn't know. It was just a response. They kicked him out, which you got to do because you got to be able to think. You don't
well, not only that, you should not be grabbing baseballs until they come to rest. Unless they're about to hit me in the head. And if they're that close, I want you to grab that baseball. But otherwise...
Sit with Debbie. She's got a glove.
Otherwise,
glove every
don't touch that. And so you won the bet, though, huh?
6-3, yeah.
You got that bet. That's not bad.
Yeah, she was 7-2. I said 6-3.
And you know what position we're in today in the West?
I think we're a game out.
We're one game back.
Mm-hmm. And we get San Diego for 4 because Saturday's a doubleheader.
And the Diamondbacks, who 7 days ago, were on top of 4.5. And everybody else is one game back. So we're playing reasonably well.
Still on the hunt.
Yeah, for this weak suction.
And Oakland took them to 14 innings yesterday, so hopefully their relief corps.
And Oakland is like 4 games up. I mean, it's just all incredible what's going on in the world of baseball. Well, and, of course, what's going on in the world of radio
is us.
Burst Absolutely. Of Durst is coming
Burst
up
of Durst
in the
is
next
coming
segment.
Up, and it's sponsored by somebody.
Oh, we'll get to that, too, Mr. Mayor. Keeping it real at 7:49 with Will and Willie on Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/30/106. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called
Wish It, Win It from Sony card.
The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/30/106. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:53 on this Friday, June 30th, with a little bit of patriotic music for the July 4th weekend. It's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Wow, you can use this four-day weekend to get rid of the scratch in your voice, mister.
It might take longer than that.
Well, it's Friday. We're looking at a four-day weekend. It's all good. And one of the moments that makes you prouder than blueberry punch is to be a citizen of this country on the 4th of July. Coming up on Tuesday. Now, being from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I'm used to celebrating this loud and sweaty occasion by charring immense amounts of cow flesh, drinking a cooler full of beer, and then handling explosives. As you can well imagine, there are a lot of guys named Lefty in Milwaukee, and Patch. But even as a transplant, I try to make sure that every year we do the red, white, and blue deal so patriotically that the ghost of Patrick Henry wants to slap us an imaginary five. This is a perfect day to forget for the moment the failures of America and concentrate on the successes. One of which is the fact that I can spout off on a daily basis about what thick-headed, greedy corporate lackeys this administration is being run by. And then, to blow crap up real good. I mean, there are worse ways to live. I think it is a tiny little island of civil disobedience in a sea of automatic head nodding. So happy 230th birthday, America. And I gotta tell you, sweetheart, you don't look a day over 195. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Now stand up and salute for that one.
You have an opportunity to ever do a birthday celebration for me or acknowledgement? Pass. If I'm America, I'd be so disgusted. I don't look more than 195.
Hey, you're 230.
All right. You are all right up to that point. I don't look more than 195. And I love your a sea of disobedience, a small island of disobedience in a sea of head nobbing. Not bad. I like that.
Thank you, kind
I sir. Like that. I listen
kind.
Closely because I get lots of my original material.
You go
from
right
the
ahead.
Burst of Durst.
You don't even have to attribute it to me.
Don't even worry
I'm
about
stealing
that.
From you, too. I get to say, my co-host, Willie Brown, there's enough there. I know I'm a sidekick. I don't mind. But when I'm in private discussions, I'm a co-host.
Nothing wrong with that. But the burst of Durst.
What are you doing? What are you doing 4th of July?
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to celebrate the fact that I'm off work on Monday.
4 days.
I don't have to get up at 4:30 a.m.
I'm going to sleep all weekend, I swear to God.
And grab every piece of whatever there is to check out.
Yeah, that's a universally acclaimed situation.
Yeah, that's my first option. And then I have decided, no matter what, I am not going to watch any explosive devices as you describe them.
Are you not going to shoot anything off?
Nothing.
You're not going to Chinatown and hang out somebody's trunk and offer them $30 for a bottle of wine?
I am going to. Not only that,
They busted my man the other day with all this crap. You see where they found that house loaded with, I don't know, 50 tons of
firecrackers? I missed that.
Or something.
No.
Yeah, they nailed somebody. Yeah, they nailed somebody for a lot of firecrackers. And so
there's going to be a shortage of
other ones. That's right. There's going to be a shortage of it. You're going to be able to get smacked easier than you can get firecrackers. I mean, what kind of law enforcement do we have around here? By the way, last night we were at the best...
The Bay.
Best of the Bay, put on by San Francisco Magazine. Yes.
What a party.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I missed it.
What a party.
And a meeting and a dinner.
And believe me, there was a clear class gap between the VIP section and the rest of that.
You guys made it to the VIP section?
It was so dramatically different.
You were invited. I know.
It was so dramatically different, I was embarrassed.
Oh, really?
I didn't want to be recognized. Because for fear the natives might do
get
something
restless.
Really bad. It was very impressive.
Hop the velvet rope.
Yeah, they must have had, I don't know how many great restaurants.
About 20, including the Americano restaurant
right
here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they all had just great food. The service was fabulous. And they had libations.
Any liquids?
Absolutely.
What enhancers. Do you want? You got
enhancers
it.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place. I mean, you couldn't turn around without somebody putting a glass of champagne
in
your hand.
Good
or
champagne.
Beer. Oh, yeah. Of course, good champagne.
The tumor pills? How was the tumor pills?
I didn't find that box. I didn't make it over to
it's
that box.
It's not tumor pills. Tumor pills is a bad name.
We'll have to have them change it.
It's got
to
be Trumor or something.
Newsweek's Mike Isikoff.
The pills.
He's going to join us in the next segment. I don't know if he's had any beer today, but he should be fun to talk about. And talk about Guantanamo is what we'll be doing with Mike Isikoff of Newsweek after we check out what's going on in the world. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A Florida judge throws out the confession of accused killer John Cooey in the death of young Jessica Lunsford. He says police did not give Cooey a chance to talk to a lawyer even after he said he wanted one. The judge says that violated one of the basic principles of criminal law. Before the judge's ruling, Jessica's father was asked how he would feel if the confession were to be tossed out.
I don't care. I'm confident in the system. I'm confident in the prosecutor and attorney.
Jury selection scheduled to start July 10th. Cooey is charged with kidnapping and raping the girl, then burying her alive last year. Former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick has pleaded guilty to charges he accepted tens of thousands of dollars in gifts while he was commissioner. His plea deal will keep him out of jail. He also agreed to pay more than $220,000 in fines. Carrick withdrew his name a year and a half ago to be head of Homeland Security for the nation. Another military investigation of possible wrongdoing in Iraq. There are charges that U.S. soldiers may have killed a family of four near Mahmoudiya, south of Baghdad. At least 14 people are dead in four states from the flooding in the east and northeast. The water is receding in Pennsylvania and New York, but National Weather Service hydrologist Ned Pryor says some spots are not clear of danger quite yet.
We still have some locations above flood stage in New York State, as well in Pennsylvania. All of our locations are falling, some cases slowly falling, and we can still be above flood stage through the weekend in some locations.
And now the cleanup gets underway in earnest. USA Today now reports that Verizon and Bell South apparently never contracted to hand over phone records to the government. Just last month, the newspaper reported that AT&T, Bell South, and Verizon had agreed to provide the records. AT&T has neither confirmed nor denied the original report. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hoffyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Let's check Quake traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center.
804 on 960 The Quake. This report brought to you by Mattress Discounters. I'm John Scott. So some heavy traffic on 880 southbound around Fruitvale. Piece of a tow truck fell off on the road, and no one's been able to get to it yet as far as we know, and so there's a little swerving going on. Fence post, second lane from the left, 680 northbound at the truck scales. Metering lights are on the Bay Bridge toll plaza. Not a big backup, just measuring it out. Upper deck is okay into San Francisco. Bart's on time. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today during their 4th of July mattress sale. You'll find every Beautyrest and Posturepedic mattress set on sale. On approved credit, you'll sleep free for a year or two. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. Check headlines at the bottom of the hour. It's another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
At 8:05 from the Hotel Vitale, as we go into our nation's birthday weekend, July 4th, Independence Day. Dale in San Francisco, before we get to Mike Isikoff in Newsweek, one of the guys who's got his speed dial at 866-960-5753, has a little factoid for us. Good morning, Dale.
Yes, with all the talk here about the 230th birthday of the nation coming up, I was wondering if Will and Willie were aware that today would be considered, I believe, the 230th birthday of San Francisco.
Why?
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 Because, what? Yeah, the 230th birthday of San Francisco is traced back to a mass that was said over at the Mission.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that information.
I had no idea.
1776.
Right. And we'll check it out, and if you're not right... But thank you for calling.
There's a helicopter over your house right now. We have Mike Isikoff, senior investigative reporter of Newsweek, who's a regular here on Fridays, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Michael.
How are you?
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
How about the guys? How about that little driver? Bin Laden's driver.
Yeah, well, he's sure made some waves. That decision by the Supreme Court yesterday is extraordinary on so many different levels, and not just for what it means for Bin Laden's former driver, Mr. Hamdan, and even for the prisoners at Guantanamo. It is, I mean, I thought it was stunning and a stunning rebuke of not just the Bush administration on this particular issue, but on everything they've been doing and their entire legal philosophy post 9/11, which, as outlined in a number of these memos that have been made public over the years, is that there are no limits on presidential power in a time of national emergency such as this one. That is not an exaggeration of their position. That is, was the clearly delineated position in memos written by John Yoo, a member of the faculty of Berkeley Law School, serving as a young Office of Legal Counsel advisor to the White House on these issues, and he spelled it out. That because the September 11th attacks were an act of war, the country was in a time of war, and in a time of war, the commander-in-chief powers of the executive are supreme and without limits. In fact, in one of those early memos, he says, these decisions on the use of military force and all that goes with it are for him alone, that's a quote, and unreviewable. Nobody in Congress, nobody in the courts, according to you, John Yoo, who wrote this memo for the White House counsel's office, can second guess or put restrictions on presidential power. So from that philosophy, which essentially is the president is a monarch in time of war and President Bush has supreme unrestricted power, flowed a whole host of decisions, including the military order that created these military commissions that now the Supreme Court has shot down, but a whole host of other decisions on interrogation techniques, aggressive interrogation techniques, the use of waterboarding and other techniques that might be construed as torture under international law, the decision not to adhere to the Geneva Conventions when it comes to the detainees picked up on the battlefield in Afghanistan, and National Security Agency domestic eavesdropping on American citizens without court orders. All that flows from the same legal philosophy that was outlined in these memos written for the White House counsel's office and backed vigorously by David Addington, the chief legal counsel to the vice president and now chief of staff to the vice president. One of the basic arguments that the administration has used is that, well, to the extent that we need any congressional approval for this, we got it when Congress passed the authorization to use military force right after the September 11th attacks. And what the Supreme Court said yesterday, and this is what I think is the most significant part of the decision yesterday, is that we're sorry, as we read the authorization to use military force that was passed by Congress after September 11th, and we look at the legislative history, we don't see anything specifically about the creation of military commissions. And so, therefore, you can't use that as your authority to conduct these commissions as you see fit. So the implications of that are, what happens with NSA wiretapping? The administration, has used the authorization to use military force as the basis for NSA domestic wiretapping without a court order. But now the Supreme Court says you can't use something since there's nothing, if it's not specifically mentioned in the authorization to use military force, you can't cite that as your congressional authority to do it. And I think that's where this opinion is really going to have some traction on all the other aspects of the war on terror that the administration has pursued. Citing that one authorization, that resolution passed in the frantic, crazed days right after 9/11 as the basis for it, the Supreme Court saying you can't do that anymore.
And that's the voice of Mike Isikoff from the Newsweek magazine. You has said, according to my colleague Will Durst, I intend to introduce the appropriate legislation immediately, and with the Congress made up of Republicans controlled in both houses, can they not produce the relief that Mr. Bush needs to make what he's doing legal?
It's possible, but one can, you know, presume that there will be certainly a lot more scrutiny of how these commissions are set up. There will be more of an effort to ensure that there are legal protections built in, and I think, you know, that's a good thing. Look, the end result for the detainees may not be any different or much different, but you know, the issue here was, can the president and the administration do it on their own, or does it have to have the force of law in which you go to Congress, in which there are hearings, in which there's open debate about what happens and what kind of restrictions are placed on it? And, you know, it may be that the Republican-controlled Congress will, by and large, go along with what the White House wants to do here. So, as I say, the net result for the detainees may not be much different, although I'm not so sure because, look, the Congress tried to do that with the Detainee Treatment Act last year, and the Supreme Court says, well, you can't act retroactively. It doesn't. You can't just pass a law after the fact and say all the way you've treated these people before doesn't matter. So I'm not 100% sure that the Congress is going to be able to fix this on their own, but you know, we'll have to see. It's a very complicated decision. It has a lot of ramifications to it.
But Michael, under the circumstances, could those persons not be tried by the military process, i.e., could they not be subjected to the same thing that the U.S. military is subjected to,
well,
in all the rules?
Court-martial. Use the Uniform Code of Military Justice and give them trials, you know, affording them the protections that they would get under the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
We're speaking with Michael Isikoff, Chief Investigative Reporter for Newsweek Magazine. He's with us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, live, 960 AM, The Quake. It doesn't seem as if he has 100% support from all the Republicans. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, said about his legal reasoning, it's sincere, it's heartfelt, but after today, it's wrong.
Right. And, he said, what's wrong? I'm sorry, I'm not following.
Well, he's talking about Bush trying to make sure that, you know, they believe that in time of war that the other two branches have no role whatsoever. And he's trying to make sure that Congress and the courts are part of the three-branch discussion, that they're involved in the dialogue here.
Right. Well, I think that's going to happen. I mean, this is going to play out. I mean, there's going to be a really interesting debate about how this is. But, you know, one of the problems here is, I thought it was interesting also, another aspect of the opinion, the decision, the part of it that says you can't try these guys on conspiracy charges. Well, and one of the reasons they want to try on conspiracy charges is because they don't have a lot of evidence against these individuals.
Only 10 of the 450 have been charged
on a conspiracy charge when you don't have evidence of overt acts. You know, you say, well, he was associating with this guy, he was around people who were other people who were planning, you know, bad stuff. So Look, it is very hard to know what to, you know, the how guilty most of those people in Guantanamo are.
Well, I certainly would not want to be judged on consorting with suspicious characters.
Right, yeah. I mean, one...
By virtue of being on this show.
Well, it happens all the time.
It happens to all of us.
Michael, could these people be sent back to their own countries? And in some cases, wouldn't that be a worse fate than death?
Well, you know, that's, of course, what the administration wants to do, send as much of them back as possible. But, you know, there may be some problems there. If they're, if you know, we're not supposed to send people back to countries that torture. We're not supposed to send people back to countries that aren't going to afford them, you know, basic legal protections either. If they're just going to be sent back to rot in some prison, in a Yemeni prison or some other Middle Eastern country prison where nobody affords them legal protections, I think you're going to see, you know, they all have, or a lot of them now have American lawyers, and they're going to resist. I mean, that's what happened with those Uyghurs who were of Chinese origin, but I think they ended up, they're going to be going to Albania. But they didn't want to go back to China because they would have been tortured in China, or they certainly would have been not given anything remotely like American style.
Well, certainly not illuminated by the freedom light of the press, the free press, of which one of the great lights, the leading lights of the free press, we're speaking to Chief Investigative Reporter Michael Isikoff from Newsweek Magazine. We're going to have more with him, and we'll be right back with you on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats. Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
The Quake, the appropriate way to channel your political rage. On the air and online, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Giving you a front row seat for the White House follies and those both global and local. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. 960 The Quake. Good morning. 8:21 on this Friday, June 30th. We have Mike Isikoff, the senior investigative reporter for Newsweek. And Mike, we have one of our listeners, Bob in Castro Valley, has a question to ask. Bob, you're on with Mike Isikoff, Will and Willie.
Good morning. My question for Mr. Isikoff is whether he thinks that the president will pardon Scooter Libby, and if so, when, and what his motivation for doing so would be.
Very good question. There are probably two windows for Scooter Libby to be pardoned. One, the natural one, the usual one, would be in the president's last days of office. That's the traditional time controversial pardons get made by President Mark Rich, all the Clinton pardons, and, of course, going back to the first President Bush, Cap Weinberger, and was pardoned at the very end of the first Bush administration. Now, the more interesting window will come much earlier, before the Scooter Libby trial begins in January of next year. And the argument for doing it then will be it will save Vice President Cheney from having to testify at that trial.
Under oath.
Under oath, right? Something that he's not excited about doing. I think that would, whether the president will do that then, hard to know, but it will depend entirely, of course, on the results of the November elections. If there's a Democratic, if Democrats prevail and take control of either the House or the Senate, that would certainly lessen the likelihood of a Scooter Libby pardon, because the Democrats could then hold hearings on how the pardon came to be made, why it was made, and all the other aspects of the Valerie Plame leak affair that have never become public, and will certainly get aired, or at least aspects of it will certainly get aired in the Libby trial.
I predict a Christmas Eve pardon.
Well, could well happen.
Because nobody will be paying attention.
I don't think it'll happen if the Democrats do have control of either House or Senate.
And how's that looking? Have you seen any recent reports?
Who knows? I mean, we're still many months away. A lot can happen. The president's standing in the polls is not high, but I think everything that's been happening since a few weeks ago, when they had a little bit of a positive turnaround, with the death of Zarqawi.
The Zarqawi bounce.
And then the president's visit to Baghdad and that Karl Rove speech in New Hampshire right after he got cleared in the CIA leak investigation, in which he sort of, Rove kind of laid it out. We're going to take the offensive. We're going to use Iraq as a club, weakness as a club, classic Rovian jujitsu here, and make this a polarizing us versus them election. The Democrats and the news media, very much a part of it, are weak and are untrustworthy custodians of the public safety. We're your protectors, and that's been the sort of polarizing aspect of Karl Rove's strategy from the beginning, since 9/11, and certainly since 9/11, and we're seeing it today.
Michael, would you comment, if you will, on the resolution yesterday in the Congress, in the House, in which the news organizations or the media organizations were heavily criticized as being somewhat unpatriotic?
This is part and parcel of this Rovian strategy. I think it's very much go after the news media, depict them as people who are uninterested in the terror threat, uninterested in protecting the country, and are in fact endangering national security by writing about those things that the Bush administration has been doing that they don't want to share with the public. Given that they don't want to share anything with the public, it's kind of hard to, you know, it's kind of figure out, well, what do you think our role is supposed to be, guys? I mean, since you don't tell us anything, and you do think if we go out and talk to somebody else and write about it, that's endangering national security. It wouldn't leave much role left for us to do anything.
No, they already have press spokespeople.
Right. Yes, they do have press spokespeople.
Isn't there any
opportunity to talk to some of them? You might.
Isn't there any way that the press can get together and kind of do you know what? The First Amendment is good for America. Kind of a publicity campaign?
I think what we should be doing is exactly what, you know, we're trying to do, which is just report on as much of this as possible. And I have, you know, no doubt there are stories and things that can jeopardize legitimate programs, and we're all sensitive to that. But the sort of knee-jerk reaction that anything you write about any of this is going to jeopardize national security, I just haven't seen the case made. And you know, the traditionally, you know, what time and again, what you find in these things is that they're using the national security phrase as a way to shield things that are politically embarrassing.
And they keep using the same buzzwords too. They keep using, you know, you're endangering the troops. The New York Times is endangering the troops.
Right. That's the way. And I think this is very much a part of the electoral strategy for the fall. I think you're going to be hearing a lot more about it. And I think that you know, the Republicans in the House in particular have gotten around.
Have you paid any attention over the last two or three years to this guy whose name constantly keeps surfacing out of New York? His name is King. He's a congressman. And he keeps making incredible inflammatory statements. Is that a prelude?
Because I know him, and he's, you know, I always thought he was a pretty reasonable guy, but I thought those were pretty remarkable comments he made. I don't quite know what is behind them other than this political strategy for the fall of depicting the news media as the enemy here. And, of course, you know, it's this attempt to divide and polarize and make this an us versus them election.
Isn't he slowly but surely becoming like the symbol for the loudmouth right-wingers in Congress?
As who? I'm sorry?
Isn't he slowly but surely, Peter King, becoming like the symbol?
I'd be surprised if, first of all, I mean, he's in a congressional district on Long Island that traditionally is Republican. I know it. I grew up in that district, it's Nassau County. It now has a Democratic county executive. It's I think is voted Democrat in the last election. It's not the traditional Republican bastion that it once was by any stretch.
Do they have a shot at taking that congressional district?
I don't know enough about that seat. I mean, he's been a pretty popular congressman. He's a, you know, he's an amiable guy. I just don't know enough about the dynamics of that, but I'd be surprised if he would get too far out there in this. You know, like I say, I was really surprised by those comments.
Michael, I have a semi-frivolous question here.
Sure.
How have the rains affected the Washington, just what's happening every day?
No. It's been, it's, yes. It's been quite bad. A lot of evacuations have taken place right in near where I live. It's disrupted a lot of lives. Yeah, it's not frivolous, believe me, not at all.
Do you think it affected the discussion of the flag amendment? Because they were talking about 4 days of talks on that, and then they ended up voting on it after 2 days. Was that just a lack of traction? What was that?
I don't know. You know, some of this stuff I just don't pay attention to.
All right, that's Mike Isikoff, senior investigative reporter for the Newsweek magazine, who comes with us every Friday. Michael, thank you.
Hey, all right, thanks, guys.
Have a great 4th of July, man.
You too. Okay.
Eat some barbecue. John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning. It's 8:31. Traffic first on 960 The Quake, brought to you by Kohl's. San Ramon have half a freeway available to you at the moment. 680 northbound at the Crow Canyon. It's two cars that have crashed there. There's some emergency crews there as well. And in Alamo, now over on the shoulder right before Stone Valley Road on 680 northbound. So that's a tough spot to be in at the moment. We'll keep you updated. Bay Bridge crash in front of the toll plaza has been scooted out of the way. The upper deck is busy, but it's okay in San Francisco. The metering lights are on. Backup not large at the moment. It's time to stock up and save at Kohl's one-day sale. This Wednesday only, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stock up on shorts, tees, sandals, sheets, towels, and much more store-wide. At great savings from Kohl's. Expect great things. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, QuakeRadio.com. 8:31, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. Getaway weekend, a lot of folks headed on 80 eastbound to Tahoe or Sac or wherever. BHP will have a visible presence looking for drunk drivers and dangerous drivers all through the weekend. The Assembly has approved legislation that supporters say would expand and approve a solar energy incentive program started by the Public Utilities Commission. But an environmental group says the bill could result in a smaller program by reducing the amount of money available to provide rebates to consumers who put in solar energy systems. The city of Hollister is bracing for thousands of bikers expected to roar into town this weekend. Hollister's been the home to an annual pilgrimage every 4th of July. Citing the costs of paying for extra cops and providing other city services, earlier this year the city council voted to cancel the event. So here's who's going to show up at the canceled event. Between 10 and 30,000 bikers expected beginning today. Number of fireworks celebrations in the Bay Area is impressive, from San Francisco to San Jose to Napa, everywhere. Big parade in Half Moon Bay on Tuesday, same in Foster City and Novato and Sausalito. The Marin County Fair opens tonight featuring the former General Hospital star, Rick Springfield. Eddie Money will be performing as well. The Alameda and Napa County Fairs are on this weekend as well. We'll have all the info posted on fireworks and 4th events. A one-stop shop for you at QuakeRadio.com. Weekend weather, about 90 inland most of the way through Tuesday. About 60 on the coast, and 70s and 80s around the bay through Tuesday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast, fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
960 The Quake celebrates patriotism this 4th of July weekend. What does it mean to be a patriot? Can your friends on the other side of the aisle be just as patriotic as you? We'll hear the views of a progressive, a Republican, and a socialist. Different views on everything, including food.
1 to 10 rating, apple pie.
5. It's a Quake News Team special, Patriotism, Sunday at noon on 960 The Quake.
This is Ed Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Yes, living in America on this July 4th weekend as we head into it. Friday, June 30th, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And good morning, 837. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And joining us on the phone, he is a reporter, cover story in Bay Guardian called Dirty Secrets, Bob Speer. Welcome.
Hi.
Mr. Speer, you wrote an article called Dirty Secrets, and it's about a reporter who had evidence, or didn't have enough evidence, but was in 1953, wrote an article about the U.S. using germ warfare in North Korea. Can you explain a little about the story?
Well, it's a story about my uncle, Bill Powell. He was an editor, more than a reporter. He owned a publication in Shanghai, China, and he was there after World War II, through much of 1953. So he was there not only during the time of the Communist Revolution, which he witnessed firsthand, but he was also there during the time of the Korean War. And while he was there, he obtained evidence that was sufficient in his mind to report what the Chinese government was reporting at the same time, which is that the America had used had dropped canisters containing biowarfare agents over North Korea.
In your report, you indicate that your uncle and your aunt were charged with a serious crime, sedition, and that. In that process, it took them a few years in which to complete, I suppose, all the proceedings involved in that. Start with what ultimately happened to your uncle as a result of the accusations and the publication.
Well, when they came back in 1953 and started living in San Francisco, it was very difficult for my uncle. He couldn't find work. He was essentially blackballed from his profession as a journalist.
But that was after he was charged?
No, he wasn't charged for 3 years after he got back. He was charged, the charges were filed in 1956, and part of the reason I wrote the story at this time was that this is the 50th anniversary of the date on which the charges were filed this year. But he, as soon as he came back, he started getting hounded by the government. He was called into one of those sort of McCarthy-like Senate investigative committees in Washington, D.C., and he was branded a murderer and a communist. A lot of the emotion behind the charges was that his magazine, the China Monthly Review, had been used in prisoner of war, North Korean prisoner of war camps, supposedly to indoctrinate American soldiers to get them to say bad things about their government. Now, of course, he didn't know this, and he had no control over it. But when he came back, he was accused of complicity, in a sense, even, you know, despite his ignorance of the whole thing. And he was held responsible for what had happened to these soldiers who were in these prisoner of war camps. So he was called before this committee. He was called a communist, called a murderer, and then...
Based on his allegations that the U.S. had dropped term warfare.
Yes. And then in 1956, he and his wife, my aunt Sylvia, and an associate editor at the Monthly, Julian Schumann, were all charged with sedition. My uncle was charged with 12 counts of sedition plus one count of conspiracy.
Whatever happened to those charges?
Well, they dragged on for 3 years, and then finally in 1959 they came to trial, and everybody thought it was going to be a quite a sensational trial, but as it turned out, the government wanted to have it both ways. The government wanted to destroy my uncle's life and reputation, but the government didn't want to present any witnesses. And
sounds familiar.
And my uncle's, my aunt and uncle's approach, and their attorney Doris Walker, who's still alive in San Francisco and quite spry and sharp, her approach.
And a friend of mine.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then you know.
Doris Brand Walker.
Exactly. Wonderful woman. And her attitude was, hey, you know, you told the truth. Let's make that our defense. Let's make them prove that you're wrong, and let's take it to them. So she did. She insisted that they wanted to get some witnesses from China. They wanted to get all kinds of evidence from China. And at that time, of course, the United States had no relations with China. And you couldn't even go there. You couldn't get a passport to go there or a visa. And and so the government didn't want to do that, didn't want to open its archives or its files to respond to the you know, investigative queries of the defense team. And and then finally, when it did go to trial, they ended up not having a case, because in sedition, the crime of sedition applies only to things, acts that are committed on U.S. soil or on American ships. And so there was really no case ever to begin with. And when Doris Walker, at some point, she said, hey, look, you know, because they were bringing in the question of the prisoner of war camps, and she said, you can't bring this in. That happened in Korea. Sedition applies to crimes or acts committed in the United States. And the judge said, well, you're right.
You know, we're speaking with...
right here.
We're speaking... Bob, let me interrupt here. We're speaking with Bob Speer. He's a writer, and he has the cover story. I believe it's the cover story in this issue, the recent issue of the San Francisco Bay Guardian. It's about dirty secrets, and it kind of echoes... the attitude of the government today, which is just make sure that you attack somebody and destroy them in the press, and then you don't really have much of a case, as it turns out.
No, there was no case, and eventually the judge declared a mistrial. Part of the reason he declared a mistrial was because he said something in the court that suggested that the government's case might be better if they had charged my aunt and uncle with treason. And the way that got played in the newspapers was such that when they came back to court the next day, Doris Walker was able to say, look, this has, they have, the judge has said that they might be guilty of treason. That's prejudiced the case. You can't go forward. And she was right. They couldn't. So they had declared a mistrial. And after that, the government slowly sort of let it drop. And in 1961, dropped all charges. The prosecution never did. They didn't charge them with treason, but they never filed the charges, really. They never got an arraignment or anything. So essentially, the charges were allowed to drop and disappear.
Did your uncle ever go back to work as a journalist?
He did.
Well, which paper?
Well, he worked independently. He became the whole subject of bacteriological warfare was something that he wanted to explore further, I think, in an effort to vindicate himself. And with the passage of the Freedom of Information Act in 1966, he had the opportunity to start gathering documents that before that had not been available. So he did a tremendous amount of research. And around 1980, he published a couple of articles in the Bulletin of Concerned Asian Scholars, one of them, and the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, the other one, both of them about the Japanese Camp 731 during World War II and before, where the Japanese had experimented with bacteriological weapons on prisoners of war, including some American prisoners. And what he revealed as a result of his research was that the U.S. government, after the war, had discovered this camp. But instead of putting the Japanese who were responsible for it on trial as war criminals...
They hired them.
Essentially, they hired them. They kept the whole thing secret. They kept the whole thing secret because they didn't want the Russians to get the data from the experiments. And they, swept it all under the rug. And no.
Was this in Kamchatka?
Pardon me?
Was this in Kamchatka?
There was a camp up in somewhere in that area, northern Manchuria, at Mukden, I think.
So the reason that they were worried about the Russians getting it was because that's the disputed territory that Russia and Japan both claim, right?
Well, and Russia had gotten some information. In fact, Russia did actually have a trial of some of these scientists who were conducting, because they had two camps. They had one in Japan and one in Manchuria, and the Russians found the one in Manchuria.
Uh-huh.
And they had strong, they knew that there was another one in Japan and that the Americans were sitting on it and not letting the information out. But my uncle published those stories almost disappeared, but a reporter for a daily in London happened to be a subscriber to one of the publications, and she read it and she called him up and she said, "Is this for real?" And he said, "Absolutely." And so the paper in London picked up the story, and as soon as it did so, and he had tried to get American newspapers to pick it up, and none of them would do it. But as soon as the paper in London picked up the story, it was everywhere. It was on the front pages of all the major newspapers in America. It was huge news in Japan. I mean, it was a blockbuster story in Japan. And eventually, Morley Safer did a 60 Minutes segment on it and interviewed my uncle about it, and it was big.
And he's still around, huh?
Yes, your uncle. What is he doing now?
Well, my aunt died last year. He's 86 years old, so he's definitely retired, although he's very active, intellectually. He reads voluminously, and he has many friends. He talks politics and tells stories. He has a lot of stories to tell.
Robert Spear, thank you for telling his story in the Bay Guardian, the current issue. It's called Dirty Secrets. It's the cover story. And thank you for joining us on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here.
It's a great story. Everybody should pick up a Bay Guardian.
Absolutely. And here on Progressive
Dark
Talk
resonances
Radio,
to what's going on today.
You know, there's parallels all over the place on this. And unfortunately, we are still here 50 years later after this story happened, living the same reality in so many ways. And we do have the What Would Willie Do segment in the next segment, 8:49 on Progressive Talk Radio. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. How you can join these people? Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
WWWD, what would Willie do? We ask a question of Willie Brown every day at this time. And at 8:53 on this Friday, June 30th, everyday people is a good way to put it. As Paul Wells, the traffic cop here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, I'm real proud of you guys.
Well, month anniversary.
Do we start with the fact that we showed up sometimes on time, sober, sometimes.
Every reason in the world.
And the adjustment of speech has just been incredible. Can you imagine what a challenge it must be for a stand-up comedian to actually
I haven't said the word bullshit
in the daylight hours.
What? Exactly.
You haven't said what? The word bullshit at all.
Oh, yeah. Nor have I. Not consciously.
Okay.
Not consciously.
We'll let that one
you got to understand. You have to understand that my mouth and my brain have no connection.
Well, let me get
none
this question
whatsoever.
I am surprised by the fact that both of us have been on time every show. Every show.
Just about.
In 6 months. A comedian and a politician.
Well, I don't know about you, but they kept telling me, we're only going to pay if you were there on time.
But let me get to the question, and then Willie and hey. Will, you can both take it. You know, here's the thing, you know, as traffic cop, I don't know. It's kind of like I'm the training wheels, and you guys are the motorcycle now. You're ready to, you know, just breeze on forward. The whole thing in the last 6 months.
First of all, Paul, we are not on land, so cut out the motorcycle stuff.
Uh-huh.
We are soaring into the wild blue yonder.
Exactly. Now, in the last 6 months, I think that we've witnessed a lot of things go down, and frankly, from my everyday people perspective, things are a lot worse than I thought they were when we started, and it needs a lot of work. What would Willie do to affect positive change going forward?
Get 45,000 more watts.
Oh, he doesn't mean on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't mean for a transmitter.
KQKE.
Because we also have QuakeRadio.com. People can listen on the line.
I am focused. I think
the
world needs to hear the mellow tones of Will Durst. I think the world needs to be exposed mandatorily to the joke of the day from Will Durst. I think the world needs the wisdom that comes from that relatively young genius.
Young?
And, a true journalist. This guy ought to be, recorded every day. People should have to read it like they do the Bible and Danielle Steele. I equate the three together.
Will Durst, and Danielle Steele.
Yeah, I think they're right up there together. So you ask me, what should we do? The world would be better off if those three frame of references form the foundation for all of Bush's activities going forward. I can see it now. Bush saying the burst of Bush inspired by Danielle in God's name.
And if that speech were recycled, it'd go in the green bin.
Yes. Uh-huh.
By the way, archives, and Don really loved the What Would Willie Do from Tuesday when we talked about world peace and when we had Robert Mueller here.
Wait, you know what I love, though?
And he can go to QuakeRadio.com. They're archived there as the Burst of Durst and as the joke of the day.
Okay, but let me tell you what I love. I love occasionally getting out ahead of things when you do What Would Willie Do. If you recall, about 8 or 10 days ago, I literally wrote the opinion of the Supreme Court on Guantanamo Bay. Literally. I absolutely said exactly what I thought would be where they would go. And then,
a couple of days ago,
you asked me about the taxi operation.
Tell us about the taxi commission.
And lo and behold,
What did you suggest?
Well, I suggested that there shall be a midnight Shanghaiing of those Willie Brown appointees and some Newsom appointees should be substituted instead. Last night, at about 10:30 in a bar with the mayor, he informed me that the taxi commission had been reformed and the young lady who was executive director would be back on the job. That's what I said. I love it. And now with the lottery at $98 million, I am on my way to get that lottery ticket. And if I am not back here Wednesday, you will know.
We got another hour to go on this Friday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A Florida judge says police violated a basic principle of criminal law. He's thrown out the confession of the man accused.